You know, 4-H really rocks, and we got a group of teenagers from St. Johns County who are headed to West Virginia this weekend, and they'll be competing in the National 4-H Forestry Invitational, which is basically a quiz bowl focused on tree information. For example, one of the three teenagers is 15-year-old Henry Keating, and Henry is a suburban kid who didn't know the difference between a pine tree and an oak tree when he started. But now he can identify dozens of tree species, and he's got a great feel for estimating how much lumber is in a tree through his participation in his 4-H program. The other two are Kayla and Jeremy Smith, 15 and 17 respectively, and for them it's been a chance to connect with their granddad and others in the family who happen to be in the timber business. So Henry, Kayla, and Jeremy, they won the state forestry competition that we held last April in our Austin Carey Learning Center, which is on our school forest right outside of Gainesville. Now, St. Johns County, you know, isn't the timber county it once was, but 4-H develops programs based on what kids express interest in, and our goal is to help them develop life skills and leadership abilities through their pursuit of those passions and interests. And, of course, to make sure that as we become an increasingly urban, suburban state, that we never lose sight of the important role agriculture and forestry play in Florida. So Henry, Kayla, and Jeremy have basically taken over our St. Johns County Extension office with their leaf samples spread over just about every available square inch of conference tables in the office there. Our 4-H agent is Jolyn Sachs, a terrific professional, and she's been staying very late after hours to offer them a place to study and to learn. And Jolyn's just a great example of how our agents go the extra mile for these kids. So the three of them were on campus this week to attend our 4-H University, something we have every year. It's a week-long summer camp where our older 4-Hers explore future careers. They do community service and interact with their peers from across the state. So my hat's off to all of them, but we are really excited about the three of them leaving for the national competition in West Virginia this Sunday.